It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
Recently on another program, we started a study about homosexuality, and I'd like to continue that today. And it's a biblical perspective. And I use the term homosexuality. Well, the word term, it's actually sin according to the Word of God. Now, we looked at the sin of sodomy and in Sodom and Gomorrah, and where God says it's grievous and it's not right according to the Word of God. Also, we looked at the fact in a previous study that homosexuality is shameful. It's an abomination. And you read Leviticus chapter 18, verses 24 through 30, and you see how that because of the sinful people who lived in the land of Sodom and the land of the Israelites, before the Israelites came to live there, God said that these people who lived in the land would be cast out. And I read that in verses 24 and 25 of Leviticus chapter 18. And I read those verses, and it's these very acts that defiled the land according to God, the act of homosexuality. Well, because of these abominable practices, God removed, in other words, He vomited out certain nations from the land of Palestine, according to verses 27 and 28 of Leviticus chapter 18. And God warns His people that if they should practice any of these abominations, they would be cut off from among the people, verse 29. Well, Gentile nations of the past have been severely judged by God because of such practices of homosexuality, and the land is defiled. Therefore, He says, I do visit the iniquity thereof upon it, and the land itself vomiteth out her inhabitants. Leviticus chapter 18, verse 25. Americans would do well to heed this serious and sober warning. Judgment of God is coming to this land. What about the penalty for homosexuality under the Mosaic Law? The homosexual community blames the Christians for the problems they have. No, their problem is homosexuality. The homosexual community says the laws are too strict that we have today. Well, I've got news for you. Had they lived back under the Mosaic Law, let me say they have seen nothing today in comparison to the Mosaic Law. In Leviticus chapter 20 and verse 13, it says, if a man also lie with mankind as he lieth with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination. They shall surely be put to death. Their blood shall be upon them. Leviticus chapter 20 and verse 13. Well, in that verse, the term mankind is the Hebrew term for male. If a man lies with a male, as one lies with a female, they shall surely be put to death under the Mosaic Law. Now, if you were living in the days of Moses under the law of God, homosexuality was punishable by death. The death penalty was demanded. The Hebrew construction, it says, they shall surely be put to death. It's very similar to that found in Genesis chapter 2 and verse 17, where it says, for in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou, that's Adam, shalt surely die. And Adam did die spiritually. And one day he died physically, just as you and I, if we do not trust Jesus Christ as our Savior, and be caught up with Him one day in the air, we too will die physically. We're born once in this world to die twice, unless we're born twice and then we only die once because we trust Jesus Christ because we're born again. Well, the Bible says there that the Jews who demanded Christ's death by crucifixion were saying, now notice at His crucifixion, these Jewish people, they say, we take full responsibility for Christ's death. And this is what the homosexual is saying. I'm taking full responsibility for what I do, and I will take the consequences. When we look at this in the full perspective that God has given us, we need to understand that the penalty for homosexuality under the Mosaic Law was death. Well, how good God is in His mercy to us that he allows anyone and everyone, no matter who you are, what you think, anyone and everyone, he allows all of us to come to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. And if you go to hell, you have no one to blame but yourself. In Leviticus chapter 20 and verse 13, God tells us that those men who engaged in a homosexual act were fully responsible for their own deed and had to bear the consequences of it, namely, the death penalty. Well, these men were fully responsible for the sin that they committed. Homosexuality is not some inborn, innate tendency over which a man has no control. Rather, it is something that a man chooses to do, and God holds him fully responsible for that action. And may I say, when I'm saying man, I'm speaking of mankind. I'm speaking of women as well. A man can never legitimately say, I could not help it. I was born this way. I have no control over my sexual conduct. I'm not responsible for my actions, and I should not be punished for something that I could not help. I can't change what and who I am. No, this man was fully responsible for his own death, and this is Adam. Of course, he was fully responsible, and the blood was upon him because he chose to commit a crime worthy of death, and so is the homosexual responsible for his own crime. Note this, the fact that homosexuals were to face the death penalty under the law of Moses does not mean that this penalty is to be inflicted today. In Exodus chapter 21, verse 17, we learn under the law of Moses, the death penalty was enforced even for a person who curses his father or mother. It says there, and he that curseth his father or his mother shall surely be put to death. Even though we look at this law under the Mosaic law, even though the severe penalty is no longer enforced, such passages from the law show us the seriousness of the sin in God's eyes, whether it be homosexuality or parental disrespect. As we look at this, we look at Deuteronomy chapter 23 and verse 17 and 18. It says, "There shall no whore of the daughters of Israel, nor a sodomite of the sons of Israel. Thou shalt not bring the hire of a whore or the price of a dog into the house of the Lord thy God for any vow, for even both these are abomination unto the Lord thy God." Well, many denominational churches today, churches of different denominations, are allowing homosexuals to be members of their local congregation. God says it's wrong. Many so-called biblical churches today are allowing homosexuals to get married within their system. Whatever you want to call it, and God says that it is sin. Judgment is coming. The verses I just read in Deuteronomy chapter 23, verses 17 and 18, these verses deal with what was a common practice in the heathen world, namely temple prostitution. The heathen temples were cesspools of immorality and fornication and prostitution. A man could enter such a temple and for a price could choose either a female or a male sexual partner. And that word, that term, whore, found in Deuteronomy 23 refers to a female prostitute. And the term sodomite refers to a male prostitute. Deuteronomy chapter 23 and verse 17, and the term dog. Deuteronomy 23:18 refers to the sodomite of verse 17. The term sodomite comes from a Hebrew root, which means holy. How in the world could such an unholy prostitute be called holy? The answer is found in the fact that the basic meaning of the term holy is to set apart. And this man was set apart, not for holy purposes, but for very immoral purposes, for sinful purposes. The term sodomite is employed in the Authorized Version of the Word of God. That's the King James Bible. The Old Testament, for those who practice as a religious rite the abominable and unnatural vice from which the inhabitants of Sodom and Gomorrah have derived their lasting infamy. That comes from Smith's Bible Dictionary. This term, used repeatedly in the books of 1 Kings and 2 Kings, and notice in the days of Rehoboam, Solomon's son, we read this. It says there, and there were also sodomites in the land, and they did according to all the abominations of the nations, which the Lord cast out before the children of Israel. 1 Kings chapter 14 and verse 24. And in Deuteronomy, God said that there must not be any sodomite among the sons of Israel. Well, you can keep on reading in the Old Testament. You read all of these verses, or many verses that I have not even gone through. And if you keep reading there, you'll find out that it is an abomination in the sight of God. Homosexuality is not right. 1 Kings chapter 15, verses 11 and 12 said, "And Asa did that which was right in the eyes of the Lord, as did David his father. And he took away the Sodomites out of the land and removed all the idols that his fathers had made." And folks, when these denominational churches welcome these homosexuals in, it's like saying, okay, it's all right. We don't believe what God has said in his word. We believe that every person is able to do what they want to in their own eyes. Remember that in the book of Judges, they did what was right in their own eyes and they got in trouble. Well, might I say that these so-called churches who say they worship God, they're in trouble because they're going completely contrary to the Word of God when they allow a homosexual to have part in, to lead a church service, to actually perform services within that church. They are wrong, and they will stand before God one day. And for many of them, he will say, "Depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you. You are an abomination in my sight today as you were then when you allowed these homosexuals to lead people astray, to lead people to hell." Now, this abominable practice took root. But in the days of Jehoshaphat, the Sodomites were again banished from the land, according to 1 Kings 22 and verse 46. In the days of Josiah, these Sodomites had brought their tents or huts or ritual booths right into the courtyard of God's temple. That's happening today in the churches, so-called churches that supposedly worshiping God. But godly King Josiah got rid of them. He said, "Get them out of here. They don't belong in the house of God with God's people." And let me say that everyone can be saved, even a homosexual. There's one way out of that, and that is to receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Now, I realize what I'm speaking of here. It touches people, and people need to be touched. They need to understand that this sin of homosexuality is wrong. But I've got news for you. The homosexual can be saved today. They can receive Jesus. You can receive Jesus as your Savior. And one day you too will go to heaven because you have trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior. And he's the only way that any of us will ever go to heaven. And just as Adam, God provided, as you read back in the book of Genesis, how he provided coats of skins of those animals that were slain. The blood was shed. Jesus Christ shed his blood on the cross of Calvary for us. He shed his blood on the cross of Calvary for you. You cannot save yourself. Jesus Christ is the only one who can save. Why not bow your head today and say, "Lord, I'm sorry. I know I can't save myself. I'm a sinner. I can't save myself. I need to go to hell, but Lord, you can save me. And I'm trusting in your blood today to save me so I can go to heaven to be with you one day."
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.